As always, your morning dump by the air brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Dear God, pump it, okay? Pump it.
Pump it.
Pump it. Okay, so we all know Bob Saget passed away untimely, all right? He was only like 65 years old. It sucked. That news broke. We all felt like we lost our own TV dad, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, there's still a lot of unanswered questions about his death at this point. And the reason I bring this up is because right now, Bob Saget's family, his estate, is suing Florida to keep his death pictures secret. So they don't want this out, which that is totally understandable, okay? We don't need to see actual photos of Bob Saget, right? We don't need to.
Just, why is that the last thing you want to see about the guy? Yeah. You know, that's another thing with like funerals and tutu. I typically don't go up to the casket. I don't want that last image of being, you know, stiff person.
I will say though, as a guy who doesn't like to dig into celebrity deaths, other than, you know, maybe what's his face that was murdered in jail. Why can't I think of his name?
Weinstein.
Why can't I think of his name now?
Weinstein.
No, not Wein. Not Harvey Weinstein. It was
damn it. I was way off on that. Weinstein's still alive, right? Dude, come on. Are you serious?
I'm literally drawing a blank, and I don't even know what to Google. Epstein. That's it. Epstein. Good God.
It was a stain.
You and I got to stop drinking so much, dear God.
Dude.
Epstein. Right. Like that, obviously, there's a lot going on. But I will say, though, with Bob Saget's death, they say the coroner report said it was a brain bleed. And so he went to bed, had a brain bleed, and didn't wake up. But how did he get the. I guess I just have questions. I want to know, like, what happened to our dear, sweet Bob Saget? You know what I mean? Or maybe we just don't need to know.
They're saying 100% no foul play. So when I hear that, I'm like, you know,
it's just
what
sketchy.
Else do I need to know?
It's like, was Bob Saget maybe involved with the mob and this was a hit job? Like, I mean, if we need to avenge Bob Saget, we need to avenge Bob Saget. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying.
Did you read the part that says 100% no foul play?
That might be the Illuminati behind this, man. We don't know. We don't know. The Flat Earther Society could have been behind this.
The dude might have just tripped on a shoe, smacked his head, and then...
I know that could have happened.
It happens.
But, man, that sucks. Well, either way, long story short, if there was foul play, we're going to find you, all right? And we will avenge Bob Saget. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
I think you just want to go on some fantasy mission of some sort, making things up.
Then they'll write, the man who avenged Bob Saget, the Brock from WIRX story. I love it. Okay, good. Anyway... Lastly, this is an interesting study, and a study we probably don't need, but it's there. Science has just proven that hot people have better immune systems than their ugly counterparts. Or I'm sorry, their fugly counterparts. Researchers in Texas took pictures of a bunch of relatively healthy college students without makeup, of course, and then had strangers rank them by attractiveness. Then they tested their blood. The ones who were better looking had more disease and bacteria fighting compounds, so... The good-looking people were healthier. That's the long story short of it.
It's another dumb study. All right, let's go. So you're saying the more healthy people are better looking. It's common sense. I mean, it's like the before and after pictures you take when you're a fat piece of... I probably shouldn't say that.
Right, when you're covered in nacho cheese sauce and
exactly.
Jowly.
And you work hard and you get motivated and you look great on the... What's the difference? You started eating healthy and you started.
So, but
working
no, now there
something.
Are there are good looking people that don't work out though. Does that mean just because they're good looking they have a better immune system? I guess that's the question I need to know. So, like, let's say you know you got Brad Pitt. Okay, Brad Pitt obviously takes care of himself. I mean, just naturally though, if he didn't work out, like if he just
smoked
had that
a lot in Fight Club, just saying.
that hot Brad Pitt face is it because he's got a hot face?
I don't know. He's probably healthy because he's
maybe
his heart's not working trying to pump that blood through a bigger body.
His cholesterol is
probably a little bit better.
You got good looking people that do drugs. You know, I mean, are they going to be healthier just because they're good looking? I don't know. I think we need to put more into this. This, you know, if forget COVID research, forget trying to cure cancer. Let's figure out if hot people truly are better equipped at handling colds. That's what we need to look at.
They already have enough. They don't need any more.
Yeah, they already get free drinks at the bar and just have a better life overall. Now they're healthier. Great. Come Fantastic. On. Don't need that flu shot because I'm hot. That's what it is. All right, there you go. That is your morning dump by the way. We'll be back.